ruboradio.com.
Привет всем! В эфире Центр Макор, и я Владимир Фогельман. И мы сегодня рассказываем о предстоящем празднике Пурим, а также у нас в гостях сегодня наш гость, которого мы с нетерпением ждем здесь, в Бостоне, поющий раввин, король блюза в Израиле, Шломо Карлебах 21 века, Лейзер Ллойд. Наша передача сегодня посвящена, как я уже сказал, празднику Пурим. И приезд Лейзера тоже будет связан с празднованием Пурима в центре Макор. Лейзер, hi, how are you doing?
Oh, thank God, I'm doing well.
And I want to tell people what we just calling you, and you are in Israel yet. How's the weather in Israel right now?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go to the airport.
Oh, almost on your way to Boston?
Yeah.
What do you feel about your coming to Boston? Have you been often here?
I'll be in Boston tomorrow, on Wednesday. I'll be in Boston already.
How many times you have been in Boston already? Or is your first visit?
How many times in Boston?
Yeah.
Well, after I was in college, I lived about a year in the Peterborough in Boston. I was playing music, this is in 1989. I was living I was selling cars during the day in I think a place called Norwood or something like this.
It's near to us, where I live.
Yeah, and I was rocking and rolling, playing the blues at night there. So, and then I've been off. I came back a few times to play in the Boston area since I've been in Israel, maybe three or four times.
Okay, and people call you Israel's king of blues. Why it's so?
Well, when I got here, there was not so much blues going on in Israel. So when I came, you know, people told me, well, you know, people don't know about this music. I don't know if you can play it, but this is the music I love, and I really felt that it was fitting for Israel because, you know, they got plenty of blues in Israel. So, I got them into it, and then I've been playing all over, you know, thank God. I've been touring nonstop in Israel, all the kibbutzim from Eilat, all the way up north, and I play with the, you know, the famous people here in Israel, and when people come over, famous musicians from out of Israel, I warm them up here. But, so that's, I guess, why they gave me the name.
When you came to Israel, you already thought to be a blues musician at once, or you thought about any other, things to do?
No, I mean, since I was very young, you know, 13, I knew I was going to be a blues musician. But when I was in the middle of my music career, when I was recording for Atlantic Records, and I was had my own band, when I got introduced to Rav Shlomo Karlebach, and he had me play with him, and he really wanted me to play with him in Israel, so, you know. So I came and played with him in Israel, and when I got here, you know, that's all the thing I knew I was going to still play, the blues. That's what I spent my whole life. I just decided, you know, it's just much deeper in Israel.
Yeah, and actually, you know what, Shlomo Karlebach was very famous around the world. He was playing everywhere, and he was absolutely nice man and so kind, so bright. When he went on stage, like people always met him like standing up when he just appeared on stage.
He was the great.
I remember him as a very bright person and very kind person. What your first meeting was with Shlomo Carlebach? First time.
Say again?
When you met Shlomo Carlebach first time?
That was in 1994.
And
that was in 1994 in Manhattan at the Millenary Center Synagogue. I went back this summer, and it was just an unbelievable experience. I met a homeless person in Central Park who told me that he prays every day. It was a real wild experience. But anyway, I met Shlomo, and we made a concert, and I told him I only know how to play blues, so I started playing the blues to his music, and he really enjoyed that, and then he just told me, listen, you got to come play with me in Israel, and I really enjoyed his teachings. I was looking for my own blues, and his teachings were so, so very special, and he was able to bring people together, and ever since then, I've just been very influenced by him.
Okay. And now, may I ask you to play a short blues for us, please?
Yeah, for sure.
Because of, in the memory of Shlomo Carlebach.
Yeah. This is called Lost on the Highway. All the good blues songs, they're a metaphor for something else, so you know. We all get lost along the highway, but I met Rav Shlomo, and he told me, you got to come play your blues in your homeland. You got to get yourself home, son. So here it's called Lost on the Highway.
And now, of course, a question that we're asking you to go back a little bit in time and tell us when you have started to play blues. And actually, from here, I'm going to ask you a question. You were born in USA or Israel?
Yes, I was born in the East Coast. And I spent most of my time in New Jersey and Connecticut. And my father was a musician, not professionally, but he always had a guitar lying around. He was a folk musician, but he loved the jazz and the blues. So, you know, that was the religion in our house. You know, every Sunday we would sit around and my dad would put on B.B. King and all the blues albums. And I really liked that music. I remember the first time I heard B.B. King, that really knocked my socks off. So that was from a very, and then he took me, when I was very young, my father took me to see Stevie Ray Vaughan play guitar in a live concert, and that was just unbelievable. And right after, when I saw Stevie Ray play, I knew that's what I wanted to do.
At what age you started to play guitar?
At about 13, I started playing.
What, 13?
Few years ago.
Yep.
I'm already past 20.
Yeah. Almost bar mitzvah boy. Listen, may I ask you also, have you learned to play any other instruments?
Yeah, I play harmonica. And, you know, I play harmonica. I majored in music, so I know a little bit of piano, and I played the trumpet a little bit. But the guitar is my main thing. And I play a lot of harmonica, you know, with together with the brace.
But I saw on your pictures.
Kind of harmonica.
Yeah, you and harmonica.
Yes.
What actually... you do play not only blues, you play rock and folk. Do you love them as well as blues, or blues is like most of your love?
Listen, it's like, you know, the blues is the father of all these different things, you know. You know, blues and folk, they're like brother and sister. And then, you know, the blues gave birth to the rock and roll, you know. So... you know, that's the main thing. You know, I like all those things. You know, there's good rock and roll and there's bad rock and roll. There's good blues, there's bad blues. I like Hasidic, you know, Hasidic nigunim. You have good Hasidic music and you have bad Hasidic music.
Yeah, you may compare many of them to even for folk or rock or blues. And they will fit.
You know, I like good music, whatever it is. But my main thing is this. My main thing that I spent most of my years on is this traditional American blues and vintage rock and roll. You know, this is my thing. And I, with my experience in the last 20 years in Israel, I've combined it with some of the sounds I've heard here and some of the, you know, thoughts, obviously, that went on from my Hasidic experience and my Jewish experience in Israel.
Actually, why you decided to move to Israel? What was like a first?
Well, Shlomo Kalibach wanted me to play with him in Israel, so he told me to go to Israel, and I was waiting, and you know, he passed away shortly after. Mm-hmm. So I didn't ever get a chance to play with him in Israel. Mm-hmm. So that's you know, so I just stayed here. I met my wife, and I met a few musicians, and I just fell in love with the place and the people, and I've been here ever since.
Now I believe you love Israel.
What's that?
Now I believe you love Israel. It's became your country, your home.
It's just so great. Just so great.
And about Israeli sounds, what you added into your music, is it mostly Hasidim, or it's Middle East sounds, music, you know, all those rhythms of Arabic?
Yeah, the combination is a Middle Eastern African thing that happens over here that really is, you know, Jimi Hendrix spent some time in Morocco. My wife's Moroccan, so... he added that to his playing, and, you know, also, you know, Led Zeppelin, they put a lot of this different things into the music. The blues comes from this area of the world. The musicians in America, they had come from West Africa, and, you know, West Africa comes from East Africa, and East Africa comes from North Africa, and that comes off this area. So when you hear the old, you know, Moroccan music, the Arabic music, and the old Hasidic music, it all has, they have similar things. And I combine it here and there, you know.
Any example?
Sure, I can give you an example. I mean, I'll play a little bit. This is a unique tuning. Hold on a second.
Don't worry, we will cut.
This is the way I tune the guitar, where I can play blues music and the oud together.
Uh-huh.
Away,
Listen,
I'm gonna be doing some of that. I do it on electric guitar, half oud.
But yeah, but you can hear that like Mediterranean sound, you know, style. When you play it, I can feel like a Mediterranean style in your music, like sounds.
The blues is very meditative. The early blues, I like to, you know, King David was sitting out, and, you know, in the middle of the night. You know, I'm always looking for that sound. What was he playing? So I feel like the blues with this Middle Eastern, you know, this.
Listen, could you tell me, are you writing your own songs and you playing only your songs, or are you mixing it with other blues, old blues, you know, popular blues or popular folk?
I usually play most of my own stuff, but I usually throw in a few covers here and there, things that I relate to. I like very much the song one. See if you recognize this one.
It sounds very familiar.
But that's why my guitar gently weeps, George Harrison, the Beatles.
Yeah.
So I like to cover that song very much. I like things that I can relate to the words well, you know?
Yeah. Could you tell me, do you write right now mostly in English or in Hebrew as well?
Mostly I write in English, but I do have some popular songs here in Israel. I have a famous song called Ha'am Sheli, which means my people. Because, you know, the whole idea of blues is being able to relate to everyone's, you know, thing. So I do want to have that connection with people in Israel, so I do write some things in Israel in Hebrew. And I write a lot of songs that are called Nigunim. They're songs that are like a little bit ethnic. They're without words, like, you know, Nigunim.
Yes, yes, I know. Yeah, of course. Tell me, I think you're supposed to be like a very cheerful person. And do you joke in your music? Do you make jokes in your music?
Yeah. Listen, you got to be, to keep normal in this world, you got to be joking all the time. You know, the most of the blues musicians, that's their job. You know, everyone says that we're a blues person, he really has a lot of deep blues, has his own suffering. But we keep that private, and we deal with it privately. When we get on the stage, we want to heal everybody else's blues. So the main thing is you got to get people out of themselves. So, you know, we obviously give over the blues, but you got to do a lot of joking, you got to do a lot of get people laughing. I like to get people a little bit crazy, you know. People, you know, we got to have a, you know, we got to get out of ourselves a little bit. You know, we got to get a relief from what's going on.
Yes, I
understand. Got me?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, it's very, very, very nice answer. Yes, and I hope what you will show us your jokes during your performances here. And also, I would like to ask you a little bit more professional way. You do mostly like two types of concerts, solo and with band, actually. What kind of difference do you feel during those concerts? And maybe you have some preferred style when you're in a solo or in a band concert. Maybe both equal for you, I don't know. Could you tell me about it a little bit?
Yeah, no. Each one has its own environment. You know, some places they're made for the intimacy of the acoustic guitar and the artist, and you know, and then some things are just made for the electric. I enjoy them both, and you know, with both of them, the main thing is not what I'm doing. The main thing is who the people are. So even whether I'm electric or acoustic or by myself or with the band, you have to tune in to who the audience is. And, you know, our concert's going to be on Purim, so there'll be plenty of jokes because I'll be taking a lot of L'chaim.
Yeah, that's what I'm expecting. we'll have lots of jokes and lots of fun time during your performances, especially for our carnival.
Yeah, and I'm hoping I'll stay on the stage. You know, I'm hoping, you know, I'll fall off a few times, but, you know, people will get me back on, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. We actually, you know, planning this carnival for young adults I hope it will be like real fun, real carnival atmosphere, most of it is supposed to will come from you and from your band.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time. We're going to have a super time.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking too. Listen, you going with your concerts around the world, or like United States, Israel, or somewhere else in Europe?
No, I've been many times in Australia as well, England, Canada, and now I was also just this summer, I became popular in Russia.
Oh.
I did a tour in Moscow, and I'm going back there soon. A lot of my fan base in Israel is a lot of Russians.
Musicians? Or fans?
No, a lot of the fans
in
Israel are Russians. Because the Russians, they like the blues music and the rock and roll, so a lot of them told their friends in Russia, and it spread, the word spread. So I just did in the summer, I did a whole, tour in there in Moscow. In Moscow, it was beautiful.
And when you were in Moscow or in Australia or in here, what your major audience is, like mostly Jews, or it's like everybody?
Whoever likes the music. You know, my music is universal. And my message is universal, so everyone comes out, you know?
Yeah, that's very important to know. But like, your music is open for everyone.
Sure. The real music is a uniting thing, and the message is all for everybody.
And because it comes to Purim, maybe a couple words from you about spirit of Purim, and maybe a small song about Purim for our listeners.
Purim is the greatest holiday because to really be a good Jew on Purim, to be a good person on Purim, the main thing is you have to be drunk. And, you know, what can we say better than to thank our rabbis for such a nice mitzvah like that, you know? Usually to get drunk is like people get down on you. And here, it's really Purim, we're letting loose. You know what I'm saying? We have a saying that says, you put in wine and you comes out secrets. We the whole year, we're really faking who we are. But on Purim, when we really take a lot of l'chaim, then we all really see who we are. And that's why we're able to really all get together, because our real essence of who we really are is all of us every creature in the world is really just a part of God, and we're all a part of the same puzzle, and really we're all the same, and we're very close. But during the year, we have our costumes, we don't remember that. But on Purim, we take a lot of the chayim, and we start dancing and singing and having a good time, and then we feel the unity. And that's why we have the song that says, serving God through joy. This is the good poem song.
Our time practically is up.
I have to go catch the plane.
Yes, and you have to go catch a plane. Lazar, yes. Thank you very much, Tada Rabba, for your interview, for being with us today. And we hope to see you soon here in Boston. And, of course, I wish you to have a good flight. And
thank you so much.
And hope we will have very funny Purim here in Boston.
Oh, yeah. We want everybody together. It's going to be a night to remember.
Yeah, that's what I want to invite everybody to come to Center Makor on Sunday, March 16th at 6 p.m. for Purim Carnival with Rabbi Lazar Lloyd and his band. And have a lots of fun. Rabbi, thank you. Tada Rabba.
Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
Мы ждем вас в центре Макор на праздничном карнавале Пурим. Для вас на этом карнавале поет и играет Рабби Лейзер Ллойд и его ансамбль. Приходите в карнавальном костюме и получите скидку или бесплатный билет на лотерею и в наш кэш-бар. Выиграйте главный приз нашего карнавала. Рекомендуем вам получить как можно больше удовольствия, повеселиться, пообщаться с друзьями, провести хорошо время. Итак, наш Пуримский карнавал состоится в воскресенье 16 марта в 6 часов вечера. А вся информация о Пуримских программах и празднествах в центре Макор на нашем веб-сайте centermakor.org или же на Facebook. А с вами был Владимир Фойгерман и центр Макор в эфире.
to be kind. I got them Israeli blues because now the murderer's golden wine.
В эфире ruboradio.com.